Well, let's try to get a little more accurate with the next question, because I have yet another question for you, and I'll be extremely surprised if you can guess the following, because it's a tough one. Let's take a listen as Steve Allen introduces our man of mystery on the classic TV game show, I've Got a Secret.
Make yourself comfortable there, sir, and tell us your name and where you're from.
William Tainton, London, England.
Mr. Tainton, panel, and ladies and gentlemen, has come all the way from England to share his really unique secret with us. So, Mr. Tainton, if you'll whisper that secret to me, we'll show it at the same time to our audience.
John, do you know who William Tainton is and what was his contribution to technology?
Wow, that is a good one. I have to say, I think you've stumped me on this one.
Well, I'm not surprised, and it stumped me as well, and I should know better. So I believe it's time to reveal precisely what Mr. Tainton's secret is.
Well, as I said, this was an extremely tough secret to guess. This is William Tainton's second appearance on television, because his first appearance was what we in the television industry call a television first. Literally, Mr. Tainton is the first person ever to appear on television. This historic event took place in England back in 1925, and it raises a very interesting point, because if you ask the average person who invented the telephone or the steamboat or the cotton gin, you get an immediate answer. But I don't think that more than a handful of people know the name of the inventor who really transmitted the first television picture. He was a Scotsman named John L. Baird. Mr. Tainton, how did Mr. Baird happen to select you as his, first subject?
Well, I was an office boy working on the floor below Baird, who was a wild inventor, and Mr. Baird offered me half a crown to pose in front of his new device, and I accepted that offer and became the first person to be seen by television.
I don't suppose you had any idea how important that was at the time, did you?
No.
John, is that accurate? Because I mean, how many people invented television? It seems
I think television is, much as we love it, it's sort of funny that it really is one of those inventions that has a much cloudier origin. You've got Philo T. Farnsworth, for example, who just is perhaps one of America's greatest named inventors, and I believe he had a claim on this. And then there was name began with a Z.
Z. I never remember that name either. It's a tough one to pronounce.
Zvorkin, or right. who I think he was working with GE, and I think that he also had claims, and it was all very complicated. And there was a lot of bad blood about who did what, and I think there are also various issues about what exactly established the beginning of television. So I had forgotten the name in this case. But I think you can still get a good fight going. I personally like to go with Philo T. Farnsworth just because I like the name.
And also, I think it was Felix the Cat was the first person who ever appeared on television, as far as I'm concerned.